Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. This is probably the most glorious time in the kingdom of God, and yet in America and in certain places of the world, it seems like it is a place of turmoil. And there's a reason for it. God had promised that he was going to take back the helm of America, and that righteousness was going to rule again in our nation. And unfortunately, America has claimed to be Christian, but everything from our laws to our behavior of not only our people, but also our politicians and those who lead in our nation has exhibited anything but Christian behavior. So God has got to make some corrections for a couple of reasons. For one, as I said, this is a glorious time. He's made a lot of promises. This is a season of our inheritance, and that's for those of us who are heirs of the kingdom, who are sons and daughters of the Lord God Almighty. He's promised inheritances would be rewarded in this season. So this is a season of great reward. And anytime God gives out great reward, there's also great punishment at the same time, because this is his season of judgment. Some are rewarded good, some are rewarded evil. And it depends on what you have sown and how you continue to conduct yourselves, your words, your actions in these days. So God has already determined this is a season of judgment for both the good and bad. And when he had me write the war journal several years ago, that was one of the things he said. This was going to be the season of his judgment. He's going to be rewarding good and bad for the persistent things we do. The kingdom of God is all about change. Can you change your behavior given the past circumstances, given your previous issues and things that have happened to you? Can you set that aside to hear my voice, to follow my voice? That's what God would say to each of us. Can you set aside the things that have happened to you to allow me to reward you with the things that I have waiting for you? And it's a challenge that all of us are facing in this season, because so much has happened. We are in a fallen world, a world that is cursed. There's people being killed, people being raped and molested. You have people having all kinds of circumstances happen in their life. And this has been happening since Adam fell. But the difference is, in America, and especially in our generation, we've made excuses. When someone has done something to us, we've made excuses though. That's just the way I am because of what they did. I hate these people because of what they did. I hate this person because of what they did. I don't like this because of what they did to me. There's always a cause or a reason behind their behavior and what they do. And what God does to every person that comes into kingdom is say, okay, when are you going to get tired of blaming someone else for what happened to you? When are you going to be ready to be whole? And Jesus often said that. Will you be whole? Jesus was talking about the man who was at the pool of Bethesda. He had been laying there 38 years. And the Lord asked him, will you be whole? He's like, well, I don't have a man to put me in the water so that I can be whole. He was waiting on a person, a man, to do the work. And Jesus is like, get up, be whole. You know, sometimes we're waiting for people to do what only we can do if we're connected with the anointing and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's a lot of things that are going on now that are happening, and they don't have to be happening because people are looking at people. In America, they're looking at the politicians. They determine, well, if the Republicans are in the White House, this happens. If the Democrats are in the White House, this will happen to me, and I can't do this, I can't do. If you are in the kingdom of God, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. As God's people, our only job is to pray for those in authority. Our job is to make sure that we are obeying God. And God's promise to us is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, repent, if we will turn around, then he will hear our prayers and he will heal our land. But we're waiting on man to do something for us when God is waiting for us. And there are Christians saying, God, when are you going to do? When are you going to do this, God? When are you going to do? God is saying, when are you going to get off of making excuses? When are you going to get off of the blame game and determine to be an adult and come to me and say, Lord, help me solve this? And I say this now because there's a lot of turmoil in America. And a lot of us, we don't even listen to the news anymore. I mean, we hear it secondhand from other people around us, but many of us don't even turn on the news anymore. Why? It's so negative. There's negative everywhere. And it's intensified with the people in the streets. People are mad. People are fighting each other. I mean, you go into all offices, people are upset. You ask them why? I don't know. I'm just upset. Why? It's because they're watching the wrong thing. And if you're a Christian, you need to be looking at God and hearing Him, because He's got a whole nother message out here that the body of Christ needs to hear. And this morning, the Lord says the problem with the Christians are they don't know who they are, and they won't come to me to find out. So you're listening to the news, you're listening to politicians, you're listening to these stupid TV shows, you're listening to talk show hosts, you're listening to every voice that will put you depressed, put you in a hole, keep you down, but yet you refuse to look at the one. Look up, look up, look up, for your redemption is nigh. That's where you're supposed to be looking at Jesus Christ, not looking at all these other situations, these people. And turn off the news. If you can see in the spirit what I see in the spirit, and so many other leaders are seeing in the spirit, you will be happy. You'll be jumping up and down. You will be getting prepared for what's getting ready to happen. We are about to experience, and we actually are in the midst already, of the greatest wealth transfer to ever occur on the planet Earth. God is taking money, taking wealth from certain groups of people and giving it to others. And I have to say this, it's been promised for the body of Christ, but the only ones who will receive are those who are listening to God. You can't be listening to the mess out there or you will miss it. You have to be focused on God. And you have to be listening to Him in this hour. And as God says, His people don't know who they are. You're looking to men to tell you who you are. Like the man at the Pool of Bethesda, he was crippled. That was his label. And for 38 years, he lay in there crippled because that's what people labeled him. Nobody helped him get in. It wasn't until Jesus came by and said, get up. And I hear that, bah, ha, ha, ha. I hear Jesus passing by, even as I'm speaking now, saying, get up. People protesting in the street. Why? Because they don't know Jesus. They're not looking at Jesus. They're looking at people, and they're misguided. They're misdirected. You need to be on your knees in the prayer closet saying, God, show me what to do. How do I get through this? It serves no purpose. It serves none at all. But people are out of work, making a mess, making a whole bunch of noise, and doing nothing. It's not going to change the situation. And people will say, well, we have a right in America. I don't care what you have a right to in America. You have a right to abortions in America, but it's against the law of God. In fact, God will make you pay for that abortion you had if you don't repent. You take a life in God's book, He don't care how young a life it is. You take a life, your life is required. So don't talk to me about what's legal in America. It's legal in America, but it's not efficient and it doesn't work in God's kingdom. Doesn't matter if the laws are on the books. People can carry guns in this country, but would you give a gun to a toddler? No. Why? Because they kill themselves. So people, you have to understand, it's not about what's legal. It's about what is appropriate for your life, for your situation as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, people don't understand. Yeah, this is America. You can do what you want, but there is a consequence. And in this season, you're going to pay for it. It's like people say, well, you know, things are legal. You know, people can smoke marijuana. Yeah, but do you want a person doped up a marijuana on the streets driving a car? No, they're out of their mind. So what, America can legalize something, but it's going to cause injury and hurt to someone else. It's the craziest thing, but this is how America works. It's twisted. It doesn't make sense. We think we're doing something to include one group. What we're actually doing is endangering more of our society. So you don't go by what's going on here. You go by what God says. And this is why the people of God, we need to pray more, because our country is twisted. We have politicians and leaders who over the last several years have been twisted in everything they do. They've been trying to be popular. One of the whole rules of the world is don't go by your press. If the press is telling you something good, you need to beware. That means you're not doing something. It's like the Lord told me a long time ago. You can tell the people who are effective because they cause a ripple in the system. They cause people to be shaken up. Those are effective leaders. If they're not shaking up something, they're not leading. They're following the crowd. They're fitting in with the crowd. And he had told me years ago, that's a problem with leadership in America. We don't have leaders. We have followers. You have people who want to fit in, but they can't lead you anywhere. Why? I hear it in my spirit. They have no substance to lead. They have accomplished nothing. Yeah, they may have a degree. They may have gotten political, both because of popularity. But as a man, as a woman, as a person of substance, it's not there. So they can't deposit into the country what they don't have. And I say all this because we're looking to men again to help us. But the only person that can help us is God Himself. and that's through Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is speaking loud. He's calling people loud right now, and especially to Black people. Now, I know there's some leaders out here that are telling you, you need to be going up against the president. You need to sit your butt down. They don't know what they're doing. They're misguided. Yeah, they may think they're doing the right thing, but the word says there's a way that seems right to the man, but at the end of it, it's death. They're leading you to your death. These people are leading you to your death. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're going to be judged for following after a man versus following after God. Because our strength is not man, but it's God. Ha! Jeremiah 17:5 says, cursed is the man who relies on his flesh, meaning relies on what he can do, relied on his power to protest, his power to go out there and do his thing, and who turns away from the living God. You turn from God to do your own thing. You are cursed. Not only does it say that, but go on, it says even more that when good times happen, when good things come your way, you won't even see it. Because you'll be blinded by the curse. And God is speaking specifically to Black people, to the body of Christ in general, but specifically to Black people. I'll tell you why. This message is geared toward Black History Month. The Lord put a strong word in my spirit that I share with my partners, but I have not shared it with the general public until now. When the Lord in 1997 began talking to me, he said some crazy things. He kept telling me, I'm raising up millionaires and billionaires, Black people in America. I'm like, okay, that's good. And you kept hearing wealth transfer, Black people going to be billionaires and such a large number of them in America. And I heard it again. I heard God speaking, then pastors across the pulpit were speaking. This is back in 97. In 2010, he told me, it's not just Black people, it's those who have African blood. He just made it very plain. You could be a white person with African blood. You could be a brown, but it doesn't matter. If you have African blood, you're included. But here's the deal. God says you have to qualify for it, because that God had a special covenant with the African people. He had a special covenant, like he had a special covenant with the Jews. And it's interesting because people had always said that they believed that the Africans were one of the lost tribes of Israel, that they were part of the original covenant. And God is confirming that the Africans have always been under that covenant. Even before America brought them as slaves here, they had a covenant with God. And the Lord shared something with me. He said, in this season, the prayers of our ancestors, African ancestors, are being answered in this season. And I listen up, people. What he's saying is the promise they thought they had in America, and I have to explain this, was not what it looked like. And the Lord took me back to the story of Abraham and what Abraham was told, that he had his seed would have blessed the nations of the earth, and that they would inherit some land. He said, but before that happens, they will be captive for 400 years. Now hear and listen to me very strongly here. God said they'd be captive for 400 years, but after that, I will bring them out with great substance. He said what I was doing, it was going to bring a nation down. He was using to bring an evil nation down. So the fact that these people were in slavery for 400 years was part of the plan and purpose of God for their lives. And people say, well, but that seems cruel. Why would God allow people to be injured? Well, you have to understand, if you understand how the judicial system works in America, it came from God first. This is how God operates. In order for you to be rewarded, there has to be an injury. There has to be injury against a person in order for there to be a reward. That's why Jesus had to go to the cross. He was accused falsely. He was crucified. He was executed. But because God was able to go against all the satanic forces of the nation and reward Jesus with the kingdom and with everything that connected to the kingdom. So it was an example that God put in the earth. And why did he do this? And it's not as complicated as it seems, because if you understand from the creation standpoint, God created this earth for his children. Adam was his firstborn son. Now, Adam lost it. He lost it when he decided to do his own thing instead of obeying God. And God gave him the option to do so. But when he chose to not obey God, he lost the kingdom. So this entire earth, if Adam had never sinned, would have been populated with righteous men and women obeying God in the earth. All the silver and gold would have been theirs, every precious element, all the wealth, all the prosperity, everything the earth had and heaven had would be theirs. These would be sons of God, heirs of heaven, heirs of earth. Everything God has would be theirs, and it would have been operating in the earth. But when Adam sinned, he lost his inheritance. He lost the earth. Now, that inheritance is still sitting out there. Satan took it from Adam. But here's the deal. Satan can't inherit the kingdom because it requires righteousness. All the wealth of the world, all the things of the world have been held hostage by Satan. He can't exercise them. He can give them to his people illegally, but it's not really theirs. He can't really give them the fullness of the glory and kingdom that Adam had because you have to be righteous. You have to be in the family of God for that to happen, which is why Jesus came back. Jesus had to come back as a son of God to take back the inheritance that was stolen. This is a court matter. This is a court of heaven matter. So Jesus came back, confronted Satan, said, okay, you stole from my brother. I'm here to take it back. They decided, okay, no, we're going to injure you. We're going to hurt you. We're going to get rid of you and take it for ourselves. All they needed was for one injury to happen against Jesus Christ, for Satan to lose everything, and he did. This is how courts work in America today. If somebody has hurt you and injured you, you take them to court. You go to the court saying, I've been injured by this, by law, this law, this law. Okay, now you have a cause. You have a reason to take somebody to the court. And then you're awarded based on the outcome of that case, but you have to prove your case in court. Well, God works the same way. If somebody injures you, you don't just go around saying, they injured me. No. How have they injured you? The Bible is the will and testament of God and his kingdom. Everything in that book belongs to his people. So whoever violates them by violating one of those laws, you take that to God in the court of heaven. And guess what? He will make it right. He will deal with that person. And that's why this wealth, that's why the wealth transfer is about to happen. And people don't understand, the spiritual always overrules the natural in this universe. Doesn't matter what you see with your eyes, what God is doing and what's getting ready to happen in the universe is what's superseding all the laws of this land, all the laws of the world. God is getting ready to step in and he's going to literally take stuff. He's getting ready to shake this nation. He's going to shake the world and say, listen, you know what? I'm tired of you talking bad about my people. They can't even pray in Jesus' name anymore. You're making them pay for abortions when I love life. I don't want anyone killed. You're making them pay for certain things that are abomination to me. Because of that, I will make you pay, America. I will make you pay back my people what you tried to make them subject to. Now, if you go in the Bible and look at the history of how God dealt with the nations and the Jews, this is exactly what God did. You did something to his people, you paid. And it usually started with the leader who did it. And it didn't matter who the leader was. He could be out of office, but God would hunt him down and get him. You may remember what happened to Ahab. Ahab was one of the most evil kings. And he led the nation of God against God himself. And then when God spoke a prophecy by Elijah that he was going to be killed, he tried to set up somebody else. He tried to set up another leader, Jehoshaphat, to get him killed. It didn't happen. Because God's word will come to pass. So what did Jehoshaphat and Ahab do? They went to war with the nation, and Jehoshaphat was ignorant. He didn't realize he was being set up by Ahab. Ahab set him up to be killed. He told, wear your kingly garments, because he knew the enemy is going to be looking for a king. And Ahab, the king, decided he was going to go in his armor so nobody could recognize. So when the opposing armies came, they were told, find the king and kill him. They saw a king. But when they got there, realize this is Jehoshaphat, this is not Ahab. So they let him go. But Ahab didn't get away. He ran, he hid. And the Bible says that there was a random arrow that hit him between his armor. It was a mortal wound and he ended up dying, just like God said. So there are a lot of people who think they can get around God. And that's why how America has been led, whether it's by church leaders or government leaders. And this is payday. This is time of judgment where everybody's going to pay for what they have done. So anybody who's injured people of God, who's stolen from the people of God, who's hurt the people of God, some of them are going to lose their lives in this season. They're going to pay. Their families are going to pay. We're going to see justice done in a way we've never seen it before. And I go back to black people. Rather than going against people and advocating violence, you need to be in front of God. Because he's promising you, above all, payday. not only for what's happening to you now, but what happened to you all the way back in slavery days. What happened to your ancestors? This is how big this is. The wealth that is coming to Black people is a recompense, a payment for what America did to Blacks in this nation. Yeah, you may be trying to get on welfare and trying to pull a stump there, trying to get the government to pay for it. It's not going to happen that way. He's going to take the wealth from the individual companies and things that were built on the back of slaves and who cheated people all this time, who stole money from them. Those are the people going to pay in this hour. So as Black people, don't be duped by people who are telling you need to go out and protest. Don't protest. Well, Martin Luther King protests. Martin Luther King was led by the Holy Spirit. That was God. What's going on now is straight up the devil. Now, you can follow the devil you want, but I'm telling you, God is staying here. If you can turn to me, I have a reward for you. I have millions and billions for you. Follow the fools in the street and you will get nothing but death. I'm telling you, people, because we're about to lose a lot of Black people. We're about to lose a lot of people in the body of Christ, people who should know better, but they're following after fools instead of following after Jesus Christ. I don't care what qualifications people have, but if it's not Jesus Christ, if it's not the Holy Spirit leading him, don't follow him. And you're going to see it, and it's going to be happening so quickly. You're going to have Black folks billionaires overnight, millions overnight, and you're going to see some in the streets dying, poor, sick, wondering what happened. What happened? Fool, you decided to listen to somebody else instead of listening to God. While you were out there following them and protesting in the street, while you were getting your hate on, we were getting our love on with God and getting our instructions. The Bible said all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. It's according to our love for God. Our love for God is demonstrated through our obedience. And we are obedient to him. He rewards us and we're in that purpose. But if you're going after protesting, you're out of purpose. You don't know who you are. If you're going after position or to establish a legacy for yourself, you're out of purpose. You don't know who you are. If you're going after a husband, a wife, a job, a car, a house, you don't know your purpose. You are out of purpose. As a human being, and especially as one in the body of Christ, your only purpose is to seek the will of God for your life and get in that will and obey it. Seek the will of God, get in that place of, that is your safe place. That is a place of protection. That is a place of provision for you. That is the only ark of safety in the darkness and the evil that's coming to our shores. Now, you can be a fool if you want to, but I'm telling you, you need to turn it around. And specifically Black people, as I said, you would be the first ones to holler. And unfortunately, and I have to say, the Lord has been talking to me a lot about the Democratic Party. They're going to have to change their strategy. Because they are very much slave-driven, welfare-driven, keep the Black people down-driven. It can't be that way anymore. God did not call you to be down there. You came from a line of kings in Africa. How are you going to let somebody subject you to welfare when God is saying, I want to return you to the royal status? In God's kingdom, he raises us up as kings. Sons of God, daughters of God, kings, that's what he calls us. That's what he expects us to rule. But if you're going to go under a government, go under a political party that sees you as a poor Black person, unfortunately, I know what happened to you. I know God saw what happened to you. It was in the plan before you got here. Your people are going to be held as slaves for 400 years. But don't worry, I'm doing it to bring a nation down. And your people will come out with great substance. That is what's going to happen to Black people in this country, to African-blooded people around the world. For those who follow God, you're going to be taken out of slavery. You're going to be taken out of that system. But you're coming out with substance. But if you listen to the fools, you follow after the idiots out here that are trying to tell you to go another route, you're going to lose everything. And I hear the Lord saying, including your life. This is a whole new generation. And some of you fighting over the president, fighting, I don't like him. I don't care if you like him. I didn't choose him to be president. God did. And if anybody watched that inaugural, we saw something I have never seen in any inauguration. And I've watched all of them since I've been an adult. Never once has the anointing of the Holy Ghost fallen in a place and shaken. I saw it with my eyes. I'm like, oh my goodness. Why? Because the men of God, the woman of God that were up there who were praying in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. There is power in that name. And the last administration and those prior to that, it was forbidden to speak the name of Jesus. This is a whole new administration. Any people that yields to the name of Jesus comes out on top in prosperity. I don't care if you like the man or not. The fact that he stood up, he allowed them. In fact, he not only allowed them, he wanted them to speak out Jesus. He wanted them to speak. He started speaking about righteousness himself. I don't care if you like the man or not. This is God. And people need to be very careful because as the Lord had me put it in the war journal, God was raising up his leader that didn't look like what people thought should be leaders, but they're going to be hearing God and they're going to do the job. It's not going to be the typical people that look right. They may not sound right to you, but they have a heart. God doesn't look at the outer appearance. God looks at the heart. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not tooting Donald Trump's horn, but something that happened that disturbed me greatly, but I'm glad I saw it with my own eyes because it shows you the heart of the man. Before he was even elected, he had contacted pastors, leaders, black leaders, pastors, and some of them are even now working in the inner cities. Why? Because he saw their vision. He said, how can I help you? How can I help? When has the president come to you in the last 8 years and said, okay, how can I clean up this neighborhood? How can we clean up our inner cities? Not once. If he didn't, nobody knew about it. The press wasn't there. Crime was the worst crime we've had in years. Chicago itself, their adopted hometown, worst crime in centuries. What's that? And you get a white man who talks to black leaders, black entertainers, say, what can I do? And people are going to dog them? That's the devil. You say you want help, but you want to choose where your help is coming from. This man is hearing God. He ain't thinking about you. He just wants to know how to fix it. God is raising up his own leaders, and as he had me say, it's a new breed of leadership. We don't look like, sound like, or anything like those in the past because we want results. We're tired of people suffering. Now, somebody's got to stop that. And that's what God is raising up, a group of leaders who will do that. So people, this is a new generation, a new way. Find your purpose in God, because if you don't know who you are, you'll let any fool out there lead you in a direction that you shouldn't be going. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God has purposed for those who love him. God reveals it by his Spirit. Find his purpose. That's a place of your prosperity, your wealth, your healing for your family, for every good thing that God has planned for your life is in your purpose. And that's exactly where you need to be. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe saying God bless and keep you. Until next time.